AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says it was important for him to come to Ukraine.
I thought it was critical that there not be any doubt, none whatsoever, about U.S. support for Ukraine in their war against the brutal attack by Russia.
Today's surprise visit comes as the one-year anniversary approaches of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands.
The AP's Zeke Miller is traveling with the president.
The symbolism of this sort of trip really can't be understated. Certainly, Joe Biden is among the last Western leaders to make this trip, but he's certainly the highest profile. I mean, it's an important indication of U.S. and allied support for Ukraine coming up on the one-year anniversary of the war.
President Biden also announced more military aid for Ukraine. It was back to class at Michigan State University today, a week after three students were shot and killed on campus. There was a protest at the state capitol. Student A.L. Chachawi wants action on gun control.
Why are we the only country in the world that has this problem? Better yet, why are we the only country in the world where our elected officials value their guns, their murder weapons, more than our lives?
March for Life founder David Hogg, a survivor of the 2018 high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, joined hundreds of students at Michigan State and community members at the state capitol for a sit-down protest. Two teenagers and an infant were killed, three more people hurt after a shooting on a Chicago interstate highway. Police say the investigation is still in its infancy. A new 6.4 magnitude earthquake killed three people and injured more than 200 in parts of Turkey. Buildings have collapsed. People are reported trapped. It was centered in the same area where a quake 2 weeks ago killed more than 44,000 people. This is AP News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's worried China may go farther in assistance to Russia in Ukraine.
So far, China's support for Moscow has been rhetorical and political, with Beijing helping prevent efforts to condemn Moscow at the United Nations. Now Secretary of State Blinken warns Beijing to keep on the sidelines.
We are concerned that China is considering supporting Russia's war effort in Ukraine with lethal assistance. Something that we're watching very, very closely.
Blinken tells reporters in Ankara, Turkey, such an escalation would mean there would be real consequences for China.
I think China understands what's at risk were it to proceed with providing material support of that kind to Russia.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe says he's been removed as the right-wing group's leader. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.